Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating 15 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for allowing me to do that. I hope and encouraging you to do the same thing. I'm going to ask Jim Donovan about that. Jim's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member of the Brain Trust since 1998. He is the author of Handbook to a Happier Life. Check him out at jimdonovan.com. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the reasons why I take this opportunity every year, and especially in the milestone years, to kind of be a little more obnoxious than usual in our celebration, is to encourage small business owners to take the opportunity to celebrate whenever there's a time to celebrate, and let other people join you in that. What do you think?
I think that's brilliant. I mean, it's funny that you say that, because I'm standing here looking at my wall. Not too long ago, I was going through kind of a, you know, I haven't reached everything. I haven't done anything I want in my life. I haven't reached all these, climbed all the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start to get down on yourself. Maybe I really haven't done all that much. You know,
mm-hmm.
Who am I kidding?
Blah, blah, blah. We all do that.
I got a thank you letter from the president of a university where I had spoken at a luncheon, fundraiser luncheon. And I stopped for a minute, I looked at it, and I said, this is pretty cool. You know, I'm a guy to try to throw out of high school. And I got a college president sending me thank you list. So I dug out all my stuff, and I wish if we were doing video, I could show this to you. And I put my wall of fame up on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some clippings from the newspaper articles. I've got a letter from Zig Ziglar that he sent
me. I've got boxes and stuff like that. Trophies I won as the number one salesperson for the month or something like that.
So take them out of the box. You know, I have a Wayne Dyer letter. I've got a letter from a president of a company. Said my Handbook to a Happier Life was the best self-help book he ever read. John Keipel.
These are things.
And I can see this on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. That's what you're You know,
and that's just
what
small
saying.
Business owners get. They get bogged down in the things. There's so many things that are challenging in their day, in their everyday for them, that sometimes they do what you were doing earlier and what I've done. And that's you're surrounded by so much challenge and maybe some negativity that, you know, you got an unhappy customer and an employee who doesn't show up or whatever. But that's the reason why whenever you get to a point where you've gotten some recognition, or your business is another year older, take the time to celebrate that and tell other people about it and let them celebrate it with you. Customers like it when you celebrate a milestone, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody wants to hang out with successful people. Everybody wants to be around winners. And it's not a, you know, people think this is like a bragging thing, and it's not even that. It's not bragging. It's celebrating. It's just saying, hey, you know, I have done some things, and let me just take that energy in for a second. And like you said, in days when you're having a down day, I can look at this wall, and within seconds, I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I did see some major newspapers covering me.
Well, here's another thing. People. If you have employees, you provide them with a paycheck every week or every other week. Those employees probably have families. They have lives. They have aspirations. They have hopes and dreams of their own. If they have children, they have hopes and dreams for their children. The fact that you're running a business that's successful in the marketplace enough to make it another year and make payroll every Friday or every other Friday, that is a huge accomplishment. And every time you hand people a paycheck, you should feel proud of yourself.
Yep, you got that. Definitely.
Because think about how big a deal that is. Think about how many people don't get to do that, don't get to help someone accomplish their hopes and dreams for themselves and their families. Small business owners get to do that 70 million times a week. Every week, 70 million of those are handed out.
Yeah. Oh, you want to do something really cool? Start celebrating your employees' family's successes.
How about that?
Somebody's kid wins something. Put that on a company bulletin board. Somewhere.
Talk about building engagement with your employees.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what everybody wants, recognition. That's what, I mean, study after study has proven that people will stay with a company and they'll take recognition over money all day long.
Yeah. Well, what we do know is when people leave, the reason is never, the number one reason is never money.
No, it's always some.
It's always either I wasn't recognized, I wasn't appreciated, my manager or my boss didn't give me a reason to be engaged, so to speak. Yeah, over and over
again.
Listen,
before I forget, I just want to let your listeners know that one of my books, Don't Let an Old Person Move Into Your Body, is the one that I wrote for myself, is free on Kindle today. It was there yesterday and today.
All right.
If you go to Amazon Kindle, you get a free copy, no strings, no nuts, just boom, download.
How about that?
And there it is.
Don't let an old person move into your life.
Yeah, don't let an old person move into your body. I've given away... That and my other book combined in the last month and a half, 2 months, we've given away over 60,000 copies.
Wow.
I'm loving Amazon.
Congratulations.
Kindle, I can do that. I can give it away, and I'm not losing anything. It's a digital product.
Mm-hmm.
And it just brings the awareness up, and it brings my brand. And, you know, I can't lose by giving stuff away. I know that.
Well, good for you. Well, you've got almost 40 years of business anniversary coming up pretty soon, don't you?
I got so many. I don't know. I lose. You know, I've got periods in there. I was doing a lot of kind of off the wall stuff and sort of. Wandering.
Well, we don't want to know about the illegal stuff. Hey, Jim. Thanks.
Yeah, I never did anything illegal.
Thanks for 15 years of helping us do what we do.
Hey, we do 15 more. I don't know. I just keep going until you stop. Right?
Let's do it. Hey, thanks, Jim. Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen. JimDonovan.com. Check it out. Check out that new free offer on Amazon's Kindle. Don't let an old person move into your body. Now take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.